The thing that I remember about Scott Brayton is his perpetual youth. My mind goes back to when he was 22 years old, making his first appearance at IMS, and standing right up here in the control tower area and introducing him.
Scott was a great ambassador for the sport of racing. He always had a smile no matter what, always had a pat on the back for the other drivers, no matter if they were teammates or not.
Our sympathy and all goes with the family, and we really feel for them, and it's a tragic loss for them as well as us.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars.
Scotty will be deeply missed.
For a moment, all the world was right.
He had a very distinctive laugh.
Could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go.
We'll all remember him and his Forrest Gump haircut.
Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
The ribbons are for a hometown boy who touched hundreds of lives.
While we were proud of Scott,
Ken Leonard is giving out those ribbons and getting back memories.
This is a small town, and we all know Scott, and he was a special part of our lives. Let the family know that the town is standing behind him and cares really for him.
People have been asking for cards and pictures of him, you know, for remembrance, so I dug out some of the pictures we had of him and couldn't give them away to anybody to ask.
Holding you, I held everything. A moment, wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end.
Was doing exactly what he wanted to do in his life.
Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the day.
One of the things I remember him was when he was qualifying, and he was just running up and down the pits trying to get one card as qualified. Just, he was smiling. He seemed like he was having a really good time. And I guess if that's the way you have to go, I guess you should be doing something that you really love and enjoy. And I'm just seeing him around the speedway.
If you were going to have a representative of the sport of auto racing, I think Scott Brayton would be that kind of person.
The papers will likely be saved with the date May 18th, 1996. The day Coldwater learned it had lost a native son to the sport that had made them proud.
At least I'll say died, you know, the way he would have liked to have, you know, that he loved racing, especially down in Indianapolis. That was his favorite place he liked.
He has that youthful look about him, that fresh look, that exciting look that just stayed with him through his entire career at the Speedway. And he was every man's favorite son, every young girl's favorite brother, every mother's favorite son, everybody's favorite next door neighbor. He was that kind of an individual. Bubbly enthusiasm, and I remember his intense love of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. This is the only track that really mattered to him.